People think of California as liberal, but in the northeast corner of the state, up to 70% of people voted for Donald Trump in the last election. And yet, a lot of people there have benefited from a law Republicans are trying to roll back, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. KQED's April Demboski reports.
Modoc County is roughly the size of Connecticut, and it only has one stoplight. Greta Elliott runs a tiny health clinic on the edge of the National Forest, and she says this area is beyond rural. It's frontier.
There are more cows in Modoc than there are people.
There's a frontier mentality, too. People take care of each other, and they take care of themselves. They don't like being told what to do. Being forced to buy insurance made Obamacare a dirty word. Even Elliott, the head of a health clinic, decided against buying coverage for herself.
It's too expensive. I choose to put my money back into paying the bills of the whole family.
Overall, the law helped 25,000 people in far northern California buy plans through the Affordable Care Act marketplace. And it helped three times as many people enroll in Medicaid. Dean Germano is head of the Shasta Community Health Center.
The data shows it's the rural communities that have greatly benefited from the Medicaid expansion. That's the irony.
Now, clinics in the northeast corner of the state are lobbying local officials to take an unpopular position in this conservative land, defend Obamacare. Germano was shocked when the right-leaning Shasta County Board of Supervisors took it on.
And we thought, whoa, that is really bold.
One of the supervisors, David Kehoe, asked the local Republican congressman to reject the repeal and replace bill because it would hurt local people.
We have an obligation to say something, and if it may be mildly offensive from a political standpoint for some, well, we're not going to be intimidated by politics.
But the congressman, Doug LaMalfa, still voted in favor of dismantling Obamacare. Clinic staff met with his staff and were told the people calling the congressman were middle-income folks complaining about expensive premiums. But lower-income folks who gained Medicaid didn't call. In fact, clinics struggled to sign people up, says enrollment counselor Carol Morris.
They feel like it's a handout and they're too proud. They don't want to.
One way she gets around this, they don't call it Medicaid. Instead, they promote the name of the insurer that manages Medicaid here.
It feels like it's more of an insurance. It's just like a laminated, then it's got your numbers. It just looks exactly like an insurance card.
Patient Kay Roop knew she had Medicaid, and she liked it.
It did me good. They did good.
Now she has a plan through the Obamacare marketplace, and she likes that too.
It's okay, because I'm the doctor's at least once a month.
But when I ask her what she thinks of Obamacare overall...
I don't like Obamacare.
You don't like Obamacare?
No.
How come?
Because of Obama himself. Rest my case.
The contradictions and the confusion are common, says enrollment counselor Carol Morris.
People just don't understand the different names, but it's the same thing.
Morris has seen the difference Obamacare has made. She's seen patients get treatment for diabetes, breast cancer, and knee surgery that they otherwise wouldn't have gotten. The patients won't fight for Obamacare, but Morris says that's why the county has to. For NPR News, I'm April Demboski.